For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and today I'm with Beverly Mayoral candidate Jamie Zarella, owner of Big Jim's Auto Body in Beverly. James, welcome.
Welcome, Tim. Good morning. Thank you for having me today on your show.
All right, Jamie, for those listening, for the sake of transparency, we have been neighbors for the past 28 years, so our friendship certainly goes back a long way, but doesn't mean I'm going to take it easy on you as we do this series of interviews. Now, for those listening that are not familiar with it, can you give us just a short background?
Short background. Well, Timmy, born and raised in Beverly, 1964. I've lived on the same road, Windsor Road, since birth. My mom and dad originally moved on to Windsor Road in 1960, and then in 1964 I was their firstborn, and they moved down the street and bought the house that I currently own and reside in today. I also went to the Claude H. Patton Vocational Trade School, where I graduated from in automotive, as well as the Memorial Junior High School and the McKay School.
Alright, following that, when did you become involved in your father's business?
I became involved in my father's business at a young age. I used to go down there during the summers when we weren't in school, and we used to help my dad sanding and taping cars and doing the day-to-day procedural stuff, learning the trade, and that started in 1970, and then I took the company over in 1996 from my dad, from the family, and been running it ever since.
So you guys have been at this location for well over
50 years.
50 years. So you're an established within the Beverly community.
Yes.
Okay. This is your first venture into local politics, or politics at any particular level. What brought you to the decision to run for mayor at this time?
Tim, I think I can make a change. I know I can make a change in Beverly, a change that's much needed at this time.
Okay. Many candidates, usually before they run for mayor, will seek a local councilor or councilor at large seat. Why didn't you choose that route?
Well, as you know, I've been running the business since 1996. So in order to be involved in the politics part of it, I'm not really a politician. I've always been, I'm a straight up businessman running a company. And I know that I could bring forth some of my business oriented skills to help benefit the city of Beverly.
We mentioned before we started that serving prior was not necessarily a prerequisite for running for mayor. You cited former Mayor Scanlon, who had numerous terms as Beverly mayor, and brought with him his business background from the United Shoe.
Right. He did a very good job at bringing the city from a deficit to a positive, based on his business skills, knowing where to cut, where to, to make the changes that would help better the citizens of Beverly.
Okay. What was your family's reaction when you brought them together to say, I'm going to run for mayor?
Well, I actually, 2 years ago, I had made the gesture of running for mayor for Beverly. My mom, who at the time was very supportive of it, she said, Jamie, you should run for mayor. You should give it a try. And, you're a people's person. You like helping people. And I said, you're right. I said, maybe I will give it a shot. But then only come to find out that we got devastating news that my mom had been told that she's got pancreatic cancer. And so I chose to opt out of running at that time to stay home and take care of my mom on a full-time basis, along with my wife and my two daughters, which we did up until this past December when she lost her battle to pancreatic cancer. So I decided at that point in time, after giving it some thought, I sat down with my family, my wife and my two children, and I said, what are your thoughts about me running for mayor and implementing some of my structure into the city and trying to help the people? You know, maybe get some of these crumbling roads back into perspective. And, they hemmed and hawed a little bit, not objective. So we re-entered the thought again of running for mayor on a couple more decisions at the round table, at the dining room table. And, finally I gained their full 100% support.
Okay. As we've said before, you've been a businessman in Beverly for a long time. How has the business climate changed in the city during that time?
Well, Timmy, I think that the business climate in Beverly is up and down. It's been up and down. Just take my business for an example. The body shop business and mechanical aspect of it. Back when I took over the company in 96, there was 10 body shops in Beverly. Currently today, there's only four. I'm one of four. Probably one of the largest body shops out of the four in Beverly. So therefore, I think, the insurance companies haven't made it easy on us. You know, the labor rates are low, so we're operating on small margins. And I think that, a lot of the shops found it very difficult to stay affordable, to keep open. And that's where I think, I'm still here today running my company, and it's running very well. I have a good group of guys. We do great work. I'm sure you've probably heard throughout the city. We come highly recommended. And I think I can bring a lot of my skills to City Hall, budget aspect-wise and so forth and so on, which would benefit the city a lot going forward.
Okay. Running for mayor is serious business, and it's driven by one's commitment to the city, which certainly you have exhibited in the time that I have known you on numerous levels. What are your foremost concerns as Beverly heads into the future?
Just to go back to, what you just talked about, is being mayor is a very serious job. Owning a company is very serious, Tim. My life, my family's livelihood depends on me. So I consider every job as a serious job, not just the mayor's job. The question to your answer as far as what concerns do I have as the mayor when I get elected as heading into the future of the city, maintaining our infrastructure, Tim, it's falling apart. Our fire departments are struggling with low help. The police department struggles with not enough police officers to patrol the city. The school department, I feel as though the schools can be tightened up and things can be implemented to help them as well. with the curriculum and other aspects of the school system. Public Works Department is running at a very low employee rate over here, whom we need to help keep these roads and these parks and everything, you know, sustainable.
Okay. And last question, because again, this is just as we plan to do it, to introduce you to everybody, and we will do further one-on-ones, more issue-related in the future as the election draws nearer. But what issues do you see, and it's kind of a follow-up to the previous question, what mm-hmm. issues do you see as central to your campaign?
Central to my campaign is the infrastructure, the roads, the spending in City Hall. I think it could be managed a lot better. There's a bunch of different things. The building that's going on in the city. I hear a lot of people up in arms about, you know, the buildings that are going up and down Rantoul Street. You know, so I'm in the middle of that, because my business is right in the heart of that. So I hear it all the time. I hear about the traffic flow, how horrible it is. The roads, people's cars are coming in, their front ends are falling out. So, you know, these are the things that need to be addressed to help the taxpayers in the city. You know, so these are the things that, you know, I look forward to in my campaign, and trying to might want to say wrap my arms around it and get a hold on it.
All right, James, listen, I want to thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck in your in the campaign, certainly, and we will set up a series of meetings in the future to discuss more specific aspects of the campaign's issues you're looking to address and the ways in which you will address them.
Great. Thank you, Timmy, for having me.
Okay, James. That's been Jamie Zarella, mayoral candidate in the city of Beverly in the upcoming election. For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.